Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Recently, I recorded an unusual programme entitled The Gospel According to Elvis. Even while I was scripting that programme, my mind rushed ahead to think of a follow-up. How could anyone follow up The Gospel According to Elvis? Well, how about getting four Gospels, each by a singer called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. The first three might be harder to figure out. Suggestions on a postcard, please. But the fourth gospel was dead easy for me. It only took seconds to come up with The Gospel According to John. That's John Denver. So here it goes. I bet Shakespeare never started one of his creative works with a line, so here it goes. Sorry about that. John Denver's in a sorry mood too. He seems to be sorry for everything.
It's cold here in the city. It always seems that way. And I've been thinking about you almost every day. Thinking about the good times, thinking about the rain, thinking about how bad it feels alone again. I'm sorry for the way things are in China. I'm sorry things ain't what they used to be. More than anything else, I'm sorry for myself, 'cause you're not here with me.
In this next song, John Denver is feeling a little sad and melancholic once again. But as you listen to this, imagine that it is Jesus who is singing, because he feels sad when we are sad.
Usually in the morning, I'm filled with sweet belonging, and everything is beautiful to see. Even when it's raining, the sound of heaven singing is simply joyful music to me. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. So many different places, a million smiling faces, life is so incredible to me. Especially to be near you, and how it is to touch you. Oh, paradise was made for you and me. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you.
Both Jesus and ourselves face ups and downs, joys and sorrows, laughter and tears. We both feel bad when we do wrong, when we drift apart, when we lose touch. We can even feel like strangers to ourselves.
When you asked how I've been, here without you. I like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days a diamond, some days a stone, sometimes a heart. Some days a diamond, some days a stone.
This next song is a vivid picture of two people pulling in opposite directions and straining their relationship to breaking point. It could be two people, or it could be us and Jesus. Each partner has vital choices to make in life, and if they both choose different directions, they've got problems. Jesus spoke about it in terms of choosing the wide road to hell or the narrow road to heaven.
They say they love each other, I've no doubt they do. They say they'll always be together, that may not be true. They come from different places, different points of view. They find themselves in different spaces, everything is all brand new. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always on the road somewhere, the other one always often on your own. When you are moving in different directions, true love is all alone. Old stories start to surface, patterns from long ago, and loving quickly turns to anger for reasons they don't even know. Strongest heart can be broken with one insensitive word. The deepest feelings remain unspoken, no one has seen, nothing heard. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always wants to work things out, the other one wants. Ready for changes, too much that just can't wait. When you are moving in different directions, true love can turn to hate.
Sometimes we're not comfortable in our own skin. Sometimes we feel restless and want to be somewhere else. We can't settle. And as Augustine said, we never find our rest until we find peace with God. Here's a country girl, unhappy in sunny, romantic, sophisticated Paris, because she can't stop thinking about her boyfriend, a farmer back in Nashville in the rain.
A country girl in Paris, moonlight all the same. Memories of Tennessee, Nashville in the rain. Such a contradiction, a heart that's filled with pain. A country girl in Paris, dreaming Nashville in the rain. She walks along the boulevard, Champs-Élysées, thinks about a country boy 3,000 miles away. Pride is such a hard thing, such a price to pay. To be all alone in Paris with true love so far away.
When life gets too difficult, we sometimes feel, take me home. I just want to go home, home to Mammy. In John Denver's case, it takes him by way of long country roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
When we get home, maybe Mam will cuddle us and bless us with her home cooking. When we find life difficult and turn to Jesus, we find that He is what we need even more so.
I guess growing isn't hard to do. Just stand against the wall. Once I was just 2 feet high. Today I'm 6 feet tall, but knowing who to listen to is something else again. Words just whistle around my head like seasons in the wind. All across the water there's clouds are sailing. They won't let me look at the sky. All I wanna do is try and find myself. Come and let me look in your eyes. In searching for the way to go, I followed all the rules, the way they say to choose between the wise men and the fools. I listen to the words they say. I read what I should read. I do whatever's right to do. Try to be what I should be. Someone let me in, I think the sky is falling. Seems I've gotten lost on my way. All I wanna do is try and find myself. Come and let me look in your eyes. Come and let me look in your eyes.
Jesus is like a skillful potter, moulding and shaping his clay, making it into beautiful and useful things. We are the clay. He creates us into beautiful and useful human beings. This thought comes from Jeremiah chapter 18 in the Old Testament.
The world is fast becoming younger. The news is all they've ever known. They've seen the wars that hurt the hunger. How will they choose when they are grown? What do you tell forever's children when it's their turn to hurt and heal? Whatever spins a grim tornado can also turn. Potter's wheel. Take a little
play, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Get a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want it in. Tell with your life a bloody story, teach to their dreams not burning steel. It's not in bombs where lies the glory, but in what's shattered on the field. The potter's wheel takes love and caring, skill and patience, fast and the works it makes are easily broken once they survive the potter's throw. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, in the shape you want it in. Someday some children will be digging in some long forgotten ground, and they'll find our civilization or what's left of it to be found. They'll find the weapons of destruction, but buried deeper in the hole. They'll find a message and a promise in the sand, the potter's bowl. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want it in. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want it in. Earth and water and wind conspire with human hands and love and fire. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, give a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want.
Jesus skillfully shapes our lives. We, for our part, respond in faith. We trust him and follow his lead. Then life becomes a great adventure, an exciting journey of discovery. So while J.C., Jacques Cousteau, the world-famous underwater explorer, would say, exploration is a way of life, J.C., Jesus Christ, says, life is an exploration with me.
To sail on a dream, on a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm. To work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. So the places you've been to, things that you've shown us, the stories you tell, I believe so, I sing to your spirit, the men who have served you so long and so well. But
now for my favourite John Denver song, and maybe my favourite song ever. It's Magic. It so wonderfully expresses the primal urge for life. This is the theme song for any fetus bursting out of the womb, any salmon arriving upstream, any chick bursting its eggshell, any bird making its first flight, any human being starting school, anyone starting the rest of their life, anyone arriving in heaven, just anyone from any angle who longs passionately to live and learn and grow and love, you get the idea.
There are children raised in sorrow on a scorched and barren plain. There are children raised beneath the golden sun. There are children of the water, children of the sand, and they cry out through the universe, their voices raised as one. I wanna live, I wanna grow, I wanna see, I wanna know, I wanna share what I can give, I wanna be, I wanna live. Have you gazed out on the ocean, seen the breaching of a whale? Have you watched the dolphins frolic in the foam? Have you heard the song the humpback hears 500 miles away, telling tales of ancient history, of passages and home? I wanna live, I wanna grow, I wanna see, I wanna know, I wanna share what I can give, I wanna be, I wanna live. For the worker and the warrior, the lover and the liar, for the native and the wanderer in kind, for the maker and the user, and the mother and her son. I am looking for my family, and all of you are mine. We are standing all together, face to face and arm in arm. We are standing on the threshold of a dream. No more hunger, no more killing, no more wasting life away. It is simply an idea, and I know its time has come. I wanna live, I wanna grow, I wanna see, I wanna know, I wanna share what I can give, I wanna be, I wanna live, I wanna grow, I wanna see, I wanna know, I wanna share what I can give, I wanna be, I wanna live.
We all aspire to live and learn and love and grow. We all have good intentions, but many people settle for second best or less. In this next song, John Denver encourages us to dream big, aim high, pursue our goals, reach for the higher ground.
There are those who can live with the things they don't believe in. They are giving up their lives for something that is less than it can be. Some have longed for a home in a place of inspiration. Some will fill the emptiness inside by giving it all to the things that they believe. They believe. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I've found. But given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'd be reaching for higher ground.
In this next song, John Denver tries to open our eyes and ears and hearts and minds and imaginations and wills to take in what a wonderful world this is. How lucky we are to be alive in it, how appreciative we should be, and to awaken in us a deeper romance for life itself. That's asking a lot of JD in only one song, but it's the work of God's Holy Spirit all our life long.
A heritage of vision was given to us all, to smell the roses' fragrance, to hear the songbird call, to watch the distant moonlight fill the coming of the tides, to understand that life is more than always choosing sides. And some have seen what can be seen of sailing ships and kings, and some are given feet of clay, some are given wings, some must struggle just to breathe, some have a golden spoon, and some will never leave the nest, while some walk on the moon. And don't you know the life that lives within the silent hills is just as rich and beautiful and just as unfulfilled as man with all his intellect, his reason and his choice? Oh, who's to say the nightingale has any less a voice?
The rich tapestry of life is full of many different threads and woven together by the master weaver Jesus. And they make a masterpiece and a thing of beauty and joy. This is the gospel or good news brought to us by John Denver.
All this joy, all this sorrow, all this pride, all this pain, such is life, such is being, such is spirit, such is love. City of joy, city of sorrow, city of promise, city of pain, such is life, such is being, such is spirit, such is love, world of joy.
such is life. Such is being. Such is spirit. Such is love. Such is spirit.
Such is love.
Now, if you believe what you have heard so far in this holy half hour, if you accept the gospel according to John Denver, then it's time for you to respond to it and make your own commitment and make your own profession of faith, to stand up and be counted, to change your life accordingly, and sing this last song with John, singing it from the heart, not just with the lips, and sing it in praise and worship not of Annie, but of Jesus. This is the Disciples' Song. Bye for now.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come, let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms, let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you, come love me. My senses, come fill me.